All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, so a ton of stories, a ton of NFL issues, trades, rumors. David has encapsulated it in a rundown that will save you 45 minutes of reading and make you the smartest person in your household football-wise. Let's do this right now.
So, Mike, you mentioned this already, but I just want to get your full answer to this. Giants are keeping Olivier Vernier, probably.
I don't know why.
I mean, $40 million left in the deal. Your thoughts?
I think it's awful. I'm pretty sure that Dave Gettleman right now can read my mind, and whatever I want, he's going to do the opposite. I don't understand the wisdom in letting a 25-year-old for 10 or 11 million bucks walk away, but you're keeping a dead guy, a quarterback for 23, and you're keeping a non-productive edge rusher at 15. I have no idea what my Giants are doing. And you have every right to dance with glee. We're a dumpster fire. We're one of the three or four worst organizations in football right now. I mean it. We're terrible.
So I hate to throw salt into the wound.
Oh, but, excellent. Perfect.
Jason Lock on 4 of CBS is reporting on Wednesday that Odell Beckham Jr. was available for the right price. Well, the Browns, the Raiders, and the Niners are all in the mix. Does he get traded? And if he does, what is the price that the Giants get?
I will set the price, and then you can tell me to pound sand. How about that?
Okay.
Ready? Two first-round picks. Or a first and a second in this year's draft. Okay, that's it. I mean, he's younger than AB.
He signed.
Yeah. Once he got his money, I didn't have any problems with him. I still have an issue with him in general. But David, two first-round picks, or you give me a first and a second. That's the going rate if you want me to trade Odell. And would I do it? Yes, because the Giants have to completely rebuild. They're a debacle. Tell me. Is that inappropriate to ask for that?
That's not crazy because he signed to a long-term deal. So I would definitely two first-round picks.
Him and Landry,
yes.
Good buddies, Baker Mayfield. The Browns would be the center of the football universe. Can you imagine that?
My.
I still doubt they pull the trigger because I think Dave Gettleman is inept.
So let me stay right there in the NFC East before I move to the rest of the league.
Oh, I thought you were going to do another Giants question. Please, no.
No. This is a defensive line-rich draft, but Michael Bennett is on the trade block for the Eagles. What can they really get for him? He's 33.
No interest. If I can get Michael Bennett for cheap and sign him, it's one thing. Mm-hmm. I'm not giving you an asset for him. I'll keep it short and sweet on that one. No, thank you.
It's sack time!
All right, so Le'Veon Bell, I know you don't really care about social media, but he's been seen hanging out with Kansas City Chiefs players, social media posting videos, and people are believing maybe that means he signed with Kansas City.
All right.
Is that possible?
What I always say has to go into account here.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City, I believe, currently only has about $11 million in cap space.
That is true.
Now, they'll get rid of Justin Houston. They'll try to get rid of Dee Ford, okay? If you can't have Kareem Hunt, well, the closest thing to Kareem Hunt and vice versa is Le'Veon Bell. Mm-hmm. Now, if I'm Le'Veon Bell, I'd love to be in the AFC and get a chance to stick it to the Steelers. I'd much rather play in Kansas City than play with the Jets. But I don't know Le'Veon's interests off the field. I don't know how much Kansas City can offer him. They can find money. But their cap is very tight. So, hey, man, I'd love to see it. I'm in the interesting business. Le'Veon Bell to Kansas City is super interesting. I still think he goes to the Jets.
Hell yeah.
Well, then let me ask you this, Dan, because the Bears were approached during the combine about Jordan Howard. Now, because we just talked about Le'Veon in Kansas City, could Jordan Howard be a possibility in Kansas City? If not, does he get traded and where?
No, I don't think Jordan Howard fits because you got to be able to catch the rock in KC, and that's just not Jordan Howard's game. I'd say no. I don't love Jordan Howard. I know maybe that's not a popular opinion, but He's all right, but again, I'm not going to give up some crazy asset for Jordan Howard. I'd rather just draft my own guy in the fourth or fifth round and develop him. The situation was perfect for him to thrive in Chicago with Matt Nagy's offense, and he didn't do it.
Yep.
Tariq Cohen really took a lot of his workload, so I'm going to pass on Jordan Howard.
Stafford!
I feel like Adam Schefter right now. My Twitter is going crazy right now on NFL rumors.
Oh, stop.
Speaking of Adam Schefter, he reported yesterday that the Antonio Brown deal will be completed by Friday. But there was also another report that's saying the Steelers are asking for a first-round pick steal.
Mm-hmm.
Do the Steelers get a first-round pick?
Yeah, because I think he's going to go to Oakland, and they got three of them. And what do they got? Number 4, number 24, number 27?
Yes.
Okay, number 27 for Antonio Brown. You take it if you're the Steelers?
Yeah.
Okay. If you're the Raiders, how much skin is it off your back? Not really. Ultimately, David, it probably works both ways. The first-round picks lose their value when you got three of them.
Yeah.
I think Oakland probably is the leader in the clubhouse then. You're not getting a high first-round pick for AB. And the only team that might give you a low first-rounder is the Raiders. I'm not giving a first-round pick for him. I've been steadfast. I give you a two. I give you a three. I ain't giving you a one.
Yeah, I'll take that late one from the
Raiders.
Okay,
I thought you would.
So DeSean Jackson wants out of Tampa Bay. What is his best landing spot?
Retirement. Honest. Boca. That's where. With Bogey.
He's a deep threat.
Yeah, that's great. Not interested. You know what? I mean, here. Go to Buffalo. They need a deep threat. Let Josh Allen throw the ball 100 yards down the field. I don't have a need for DeSean Jackson. Not interested. But if I'm him, I've made a hell of a lot of money. I've had a really nice career. I'd retire. I'd be on a beach. I don't want to go somewhere and be a fourth option, deep threat, trinket player. That's really all he is for my money at this point in his career.
All right, a couple quick hitters here. I'm going to throw some names out and some teams that are rumored to maybe go after them.
Okay.
So CJ Mosley, could he resign with the Ravens, the Rams, or go to the Steelers?
Wow. I'll rule Steelers out, man. That's, God, Ravens, Steelers, that'd be like a blood war.
I love it.
I could see him re-signing because he's going to test the market. They didn't franchise him, has had great success there, probably wants to stay there with his crew, number one defense. I'll say go back to Baltimore just for bleeps and giggles.
All right, Mark Ingram. Could he go to the Bills, the Jets, the Ravens, all rumored to be going after
him? I got to be honest. I think Le'Veon goes to the Jets. I'll go Ingram, Ravens.
All right, Earl Thomas, Redskins, Packers, 49ers.
I think Earl Thomas really wants the money, really wants the contract. Niners have a boatload of it. Mm-hmm. Better weather, Niners.
All right, Honey Badger, re-sign with the Texans, go to the Saints, or sign with the Giants?
Well, his former defensive coordinator in Arizona is our defensive coordinator, James Betcher.
Yep.
Maybe the Landon Collins thing. That's how Gettleman will try to justify it. Better fit, quote unquote. I'll go Giants because they'll want to piss me off. Hey, let's sign a 5'7 guy who's probably on the backside of the career and get rid of Mike's favorite guy. Yeah, let's do that. Let's whiteboard that.
Well, speaking of your favorite guy, Landon Collins, Packers, Niners, Bucks.
Where's the Lions?
Oh, my God. How we do you talked pick about the Lions? How are the Lions going to win this game? The Steelers are so hot.
These are the other three teams.
All right. The problem with the Packers is, and I don't know if some guy in Bulgaria on Pro Football Focus liked him, but every time I watched Ha Ha Clinton Dix before they traded him, down the field, the dude may as well have been playing blindfolded. Do you want to sign Landon Collins, whose specialty is not coverage? The Pack need a center fielder. The Pack really need Earl Thomas. The Pack need a guy to get out there and play center field. I don't think Landon's a good fit there. Cowboys are interesting, need to create some cap space, though. I still think the Lions should be the place for Landon Collins. I really, really do. And you got the Giants in-house who would advocate and understand and have played with him and would really, this would be a great landing spot for him. So I'm creating my own answer there because I don't like yours.
Thank you. You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.